Hi, welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And I think for this week, we need to focus on two key issues. The first is unfortunately a negative issue, and that is the performance of our mining and manufacturing sectors during the third quarter of this year. We got the update for the September month last week, and not encouraging, and overall it's very clear that the productive sectors in South Africa remain under significant pressure. The second story, I think, is a more positive one, and that is a focus on South Africa's investment in solar energy, particularly from the business sector. We got the update for October, a number of businesses registering their rooftop solar projects with NERSA has increased further, and I think certainly that will be helpful in trying to ease load shedding during the course of next year. So let's start off by looking at the performance of South Africa's mining and manufacturing sectors, both for the month of September. Manufacturing declined by 0.5%, while mining contracted by 0.3%. Those declines might seem fairly modest, but earlier on in the quarter, production also declined, and I would say generally during the course of this year, we've seen a number of months where we've had a negative outcome. So that means that for the third quarter of the year, manufacturing production was down 1.2%, while mining output declined 1.6%. Both of those numbers will feed into South Africa's third quarter estimate of GDP, and clearly it puts our overall economic performance under pressure. We'll get an update on South Africa's retail sales for September in the next week or so, and clearly that is critical in order for South Africa to avoid a recession. In general, consumer spending has been actually fairly resilient during the course of this year, if you consider all of the factors that have negatively impacted consumer behavior. But it's very clear that consumers are continuing to struggle in the face of high interest rates and declining real incomes. And if consumer spending also goes negative, then I think it's inevitable that we'll have an overall contraction in the South African economy during the third quarter of the year. It's also entirely feasible that that contraction continues on during the next couple of months and into the first half of next year, because there's nothing really that's going to relieve the pressure on the South African economic system. Obviously, if we look further out, we are hopeful that interest rates will be cut in the second half of next year. We're also hopeful that systematically load shedding will be eased and potentially eliminated by the end of next year. But over the next, let's say, 3 to 6 months, there's no doubt the South African economy remains under pressure, and South Africa's economic performance is going to be even more disappointing. We should then go into a better economic outlook, a upswing in business economic conditions, which I'm hoping is supported by international cuts in interest rates and a generally improved feel around the global economy. But clearly between now and then, it's going to be a difficult environment, and I think financial markets, particularly the equity market, remains under pressure while we go through this phase. The second topic I think we need to focus on this week is a little bit more encouraging, and that is the number of projects registered by the private business sector with NERSA. These projects are largely solar or rooftop solar projects aimed at making business less reliable on Eskom. It's not that these projects are necessarily feeding back into the grid, but it's allowing business to be more self-sufficient, certainly during the day or operating hours. So we got the update for the month of October from NERSA, and during the month, 33 additional projects were added. That takes the total for the year to 317 projects. In effect, that's 317 companies making an investment in rooftop solar in order to become less reliant on Eskom. The total quantum of those projects is now approaching 4,200 megawatts, which is very substantial if you consider that 1,000 megawatts is more or less one stage of load shedding. It doesn't mean that you get 4,200 megawatts out of that investment, because obviously it depends on the efficiency of the panels. It depends on what's happening to weather conditions, but there's no doubt that over time, the investment in rooftop solar, both by the business sector as well as by the residential sector, is helping to ease the pressure on Eskom and therefore indirectly helping to ease load shedding. There's also, in my mind, no doubt that during the course of next year, we'll see further projects announced. I don't think this is necessarily all of the projects. There are quite a few projects that I think we will see announced month by month over the next 12, 24 months as business systematically relies less and less on Eskom. Obviously, that sets up difficulties for Eskom over the longer term, but in the short term, it is very encouraging in order to put South Africa in a better energy position. It's obviously drawing in a huge amount of imports because most of this equipment is being imported, particularly the batteries and solar panels. But I think it's a necessary stage in order for South Africa to put itself in a better position to grow the economy. And I think that during the course of next year, we'll understand more fully how important this investment in rooftop solar is and how significant a contribution it's making to our energy provision overall. I think it's going to be a factor that allows us to move to pretty much zero load shedding by the end of next year, together with developments in Eskom, including the completion of the Kusile Power Station and the refurbishment of the Kuiberg Power Station. So I think this is a good news story. It certainly is helping in terms of the medium-term outlook for the South African economy, and hopefully we can see more of this investment over the next year or so. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.